This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across the country and in the Caribbean, too. Hello to AM 1000 down there, and we're broadcasting loud and clear down there in the Caribbean. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America. Around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. A special thank you. And to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing, thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there. All right. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning again, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Let's get going here on the letter that you wanted to mention. Now, this is from the IG, is that correct?
What? Everybody's wanting to know where the Horowitz Inspector General report is.
Right.
And he made a pledge that he would keep the key members of Congress up to speed. So he wrote a letter to Senator Ron Johnson and the ranking member Gary Peters on the Oversight Committee on the Senate, or I should say Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. He wrote one to the acting chair, Carolyn Maloney and Jim Jordan on Oversight, Lindsey Graham and Dianne Feinstein on Senate Judiciary, and then Jerry Nadler and Doug Collins on House Judiciary. Some of this comes from the fact that Senator Grassley wrote a letter, and he says he feels like the deep state has deep six. Some of the work of Horowitz, because he's asked several questions of Horowitz and the Inspector General, and he's not responded at all.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the letter says that, as he noted, and I'm reading this in part, in his September 13th letter, began the process of finalizing a report for releasing by providing a draft of our factual findings to the Department and the FBI for classification, determination, and markings. The process is consistent with the usual practice, blah, 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 blah. We understand that it would take the Department and the FBI some time to work through and appropriately mark the entire report. I can report to you that the process is ongoing and nearing completion, and we are working through the issues constructively with both the department and the FBI. Given the constructive progress that has been made during the classification and review, I do not anticipate a need to prepare and issue separate classified and public versions of the report, meaning that there's going to be very few redactions, if any, at all. So it says that after the final classification markings from the Department and the FBI, we will then proceed with our usual process of preparing the final report, including ensuring that appropriate reviews occur for accuracy and comment purposes. Once begun, we do not anticipate the time for that review to be lengthy. we will provide you with a further update of our progress towards our issues. So, and says, thank you for your interest, blah, 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 blah. Now, this is dated yesterday, signed by Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General. Now, this is on the FISA investigation piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so this tells me that we are still every bit of a month away mm-hmm. from any kind of production, final production.
Well, I think you said it would be closer to the first of the year a long time ago.
I did. I really think it'll be in 2020, but early 2020. But this is where we are, that it is done. We're still doing. Now he says there's going to be little or no redactions, which means if he has no redactions or very few, then he's probably chosen to take some stuff out of there completely, so it wouldn't have to be redacted.
Now, who gave the green light for Mr. Durham to go ahead with the criminal investigation? Was that Barr, or was that because of this report?
Well, no, it was Barr. But between Barr and Durham on their channel that they're working, they're probably using at least two documents as their strategy here. One would be the Mueller report, and one would be this Horowitz Inspector General report. Now, A.G. Barr already has Horowitz's inspection
mm-hmm.
document. He already has that.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things is where the strategy came from.
So do you still think that nobody's going to go to jail?
Yes, I do.
But do you think somebody will get slapped on the wrist, certainly get a heavy fine of some sort?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe.
I mean, there'll be some kind of a consequence, but it's going to be very minor.
Right, and I'm wondering out loud now if James Comey's going to get caught up in this.
Well, we don't know, but it does infer between, as I said, between the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, and the New York Times broke the story about it going to a criminal probe now.
Yes, they did.
And then Wall Street Journal came in, and then Fox News came in. I don't know where the other ones are, but they all do infer that the criminal piece refers to somebody's referral at the FBI.
Okie dokie, hold that thought, folks. I'm telling you, this is really getting interesting. We're coming down to the nitty-gritty here, if you will. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you can find out more about them by going over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and over in the right tab, there's a red, white, and blue logo label there for the USCCA. Click on it, and what will happen is right away a window will drop down to ask you if you want to sign up to register to win the free gun a day giveaway, which every day at midnight it changes over to something else. Now, if you want to do that, guess what? You get a chance to win the gun. Now, we're getting closer to home here because sooner or later somebody in the audience is going to win it, but we're getting closer to somebody here doing it. So sign up for that, and then when you get done, take a look at the membership, becoming a member, because it does have its advantages. You'll get $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member. They've got a good, better, best type program where each level gives you a little bit more than the level before it. So that's the USCCA logo link on the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com webpage. And good luck, because we'd like to announce you as being a winner of one of those free guns that they're giving away. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And before we get into talking about Syria, Tulsi Gabbard came on Sean Hannity's show last night. Probably the most expensive exposure that she's gotten in her presidential campaign, because we both know she's not going anywhere, right?
Right, but I mean, Tucker's had her on several times.
Right, but Hannity is supposedly a bigger audience. We'll see. But anyway, my point is that he asked her some pretty tough questions, and she answered the first few, but when it came to the end about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, she just kind of clammed up. She didn't give him an answer.
Nope, she didn't.
So where's all this going?
Nowhere. The story is not Tulsi. The story is Hillary.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And of course, Hillary's not going to talk about it, so you have to go to the two people that Hillary made the accusation of, Tulsi Gabbard and Jill Stein.
Yep. I knew. I heard him interview. Yeah, I heard him interview Jill Stein the other day, and this was the first time I think Tulsi had been on, at least on Hannity's show.
Well, the reason that Hannity brings Tulsi on is not to help promote Tulsi Gabbard. It is to say, you know, we're really trying to determine, because the rumors are expanding now that Hillary may decide to get in the race.
That's right.
And so they're really trying to dispel any hope for Hillary to get into the race, or encouraging her to get in it. I don't know which here at this point, but I would argue that Hillary, it would just be kind of a redo. And Hillary's already kind of torpedoing her own mission by making these accusations on Tulsi Gabbard, on Jill Stein. Now, I will say that Tulsi Gabbard is an anti-war person, period, end of report.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, any way you go, she's a socialist. I mean, she threw in with, she really kind of left the DNC, her position. She had, I don't know, some kind of an assistant position also with the DNC to
right.
throw in her lot with Bernie Sanders.
Right.
So, I mean, she's a socialist. Mm-hmm. She's not a moderate by any stretch.
No. Well, we'll just keep our eyes open and see what's going on, because I'm waiting for her to drop out of the race. I don't even know why she's there.
Well, Tim Ryan dropped out yesterday, so we have one less officially. Not that he was really ever in it.
Mm-hmm.
He is running for re-election in Ohio.
Oh, and by the way, I think you told me Tulsi Gabbard is not running for re-election in Hawaii.
Right, I just said that.
Yeah, okay, all right. That's what I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to clarify that. Now, we have got the situation in Syria. Turkey, of course, the sanctions that were against them have been lifted by President Trump. He says the ceasefire is permanent. Russia's come out and announced that they're going to be patrolling with Syria through the area, through the zone. They issued some sort of ultimatum or warning, if you will, yesterday to Turkey, that if Turkey didn't back out of the areas that they were in and go back where they came from, they would face the wrath of the Syrian army.
What Syrian army?
I don't know. There's one there somewhere.
Well, Turkey's got one of the largest standing militaries in the world. But here's a piece that nobody is really talking about. It's a twofold piece. One is that Turkey is a NATO member.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
If Turkey felt threatened by this faction of Kurds that are in northern Syria,
mm-hmm.
then he had the duty to go to NATO and say, "Hey, NATO, we need to, between Turkey and NATO, they needed to resolve the terror threat allegedly posed to Turkey by this Kurdish faction."
Right.
He didn't do that, okay? The other thing is, as a NATO member, Turkey is in violation of NATO agreements, because you cannot invade a country where another NATO member is operating, meaning us.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know that Trump even knew that. And so NATO themselves are having these emergency meetings because Turkey is in violation of the ethos of NATO. I mean, we had to leave, and because they were going to invade. We're operating there. You can't do that.
Isn't that where our Secretary of Defense is right now, Mark Esper?
Yeah, they're having, you know, quite the... And it looks like Europe is actually taking a much harder stance against Turkey than we ever thought of doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that can be good. We'll see. Of course.
Yeah, well, I mean, we lifted the sanctions, but they're about to put on sanctions. So, yeah. And now we're going to go put tanks in there to protect these oil fields. The deal that was cut was that the oil fields there that were the Kurds will stay with the Kurds because of the revenue base. And it's quite a revenue base, apparently, its own.
Right.
Several tens of millions of dollars a month. So that was part. And, I mean, 100,000 people had to leave.
Right.
That's a humanitarian crisis. Where are they supposed to go?
Well, I think most of them went to Iraq, did they not?
No, I don't think 100,000 Kurds went to Iraq.
No, well, there's a bunch of them that went there because they're talking about on that somewhere right along that border.
Well, they fled, but they also went to southern Syria.
Okay.
To what? We don't know. I mean, mm-hmm. Trump said let them go some other place else in the desert, which was anyway.
But they were going to build some camps or something like that where they could stay. Wasn't that what they were going to do, build some more?
Well, I mean, they had buildings and livelihoods and commerce and, you know, all those kinds of things in this zone. So it's kind of like they abandoned towns and had to go to nothing.
Yeah, there's two towns in eastern Syria that are reportedly empty.
Well, they're all empty now,
okay.
Allegedly.
All right, well... We'll see. I'm willing to bet you there's some people who have been left behind. Now, we're talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay, so let's play devil's advocate here. What happens if, for some ungodly reason, Turkey takes a pot shot at Russia, and Russia says, okay, Turkey, and they take several hundred more pot shots back, and Turkey goes, wait a minute, NATO, help, help, help. Does that mean that we have to go running to help Turkey?
Well, essentially, yeah. But you know what we're really doing here is saying to Turkey, you're an idiot, and you were in violation of NATO doctrine because of several reasons, least of which is that Turkey bought the S-300s, the S-400s from Russia.
Yeah, 400s.
And, you know, we can't throw Turkey out of NATO. It's just not going to happen. So, I mean, to even have that discussion is kind of a fool's errand.
Go ahead.
The bigger thing is while Russia may be putting some pressures on Turkey, Russia is the linchpin in all of this because they're going to end up where they really wanted to be all along, I think, in full control of Bashar al-Assad.
I got to ask you, because we haven't talked about this that much. We finally found out the 39 people that were found dead in the refrigerated container truck near an English port were all Chinese citizens, 8 kids involved there. Do we know how they got there? I mean, did they come over in a ship, a container? Okay, so it's a container ship and a container. All right. Okay. We'll talk to you on the weekend show. Have a great day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Who is the mysterious whistleblower? Republicans on Capitol Hill want to know, and so does President Trump.
What happened to the informant? And where is the IG? Why did the IG read the letter, read the transcript? He could have gotten it, I guess, I assume. I would have declassified it for him if I had to do that. Why didn't he read this and then see that the whistleblower's account was totally different than the letter?
Now the president and Republicans pressuring Democrats for transparency in their ongoing impeachment inquiry. Republicans want information, transcripts, and audio recordings from the closed-door hearings in the House. Republicans and Democrats able to come together on Capitol Hill to pay respects to Maryland Congressman Democrat Elijah Cummings, who passes away last week at the age of 68. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
I have called him our North Star.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment, which is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one outside Boston in Concord, Mass., and the other one right here in our backyard, Tampa Bay, Florida, in Clearwater. And don't forget NAA.edu, the website, NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people that graduate from high school are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know that more of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay you what you think it's going to, because if you're in one of those union trades, if you're going to be a carpenter or a plumber or a pipe fitter or a welder, or maybe you're going to be a heavy equipment operator, a lot of that is union,
And when you get into that, you're going to be what's called an 80 percenter. So you're going to make 80 percent of whatever the minimum wage is as an apprentice, because you start out as a trainee or as an apprentice. That's the terminology they use. And, you know, that $10 an hour could be $8, that $12 an hour could be $9.60, that $15 an hour could be $12. And you can do a lot better. And here's how. The National Aviation Academy can fill the void that you've got and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 or $60,000 a year, and you can rapidly bring that number up much higher. Now, they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you can check them out online by going to naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, again, the website, naa.edu. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at either place, the one in Concord, Mass, out there outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, you can always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because you'd be glad you did. That'll open up some more doors for you. And happy to help you out. And a lot of young men and women have come in using the trade school approach and turned their lives right around. All right, well, here we go. The Army, a soldier deployed to South Korea, was found dead on Monday, according to U.S. forces in Korea. Pardon me, they're investigating how that may have happened. And NASA astronaut and Army Colonel Drew Morgan spoke from the ISS to students at the Department of Defense's Medical School, as well as the Washington Episcopal School, the Washington School for Girls. Now, always interested, because our astronauts are alive and well, and we're putting together some more missions, and you'll be hearing more about that in the next year or so. Now, an Army study has confirmed a belief that service members have known in their hearts and intestines to be true for generations, and that is, living on a meal, ready-to-eat diet contributes to the dwindling frequency of, going to the bathroom. So, the scientists right now are trying to figure out what they can do to change that by changing the meals, changing the food. Also, guardsmen from the Utah Army National Guard implemented a policy of doing physical exercise prior to using the bathroom at the organization's headquarters in Draper, Utah. Speaking of bathrooms, holy smokes. What's next? By the way, before disappearing Friday, the U.S. Military Academy cadet, Cade Carita, posted a short note on Snapchat indicating his plan to end his life and commit suicide, according to a U.S. Army official who asked to be anonymous. Now, this is too bad. The young man did disappear. He was gone for, I guess, 3 or 4 days before they found his body. Took his M4 with him. And if he did commit suicide, that's probably what he used. Also, a U.S. Army equipment official said that the service's new helmet system will include a detachable face and neck protection, which saved a soldier's life recently in Afghanistan, blocking a brick that was thrown at him by an angry mob. Wow. Well, maybe there is an answer to some of the stuff that goes on. Now, also, the commanding officer of the guided missile destroyer Hopper was fired last year after his shipboard romance with a petty officer was revealed. This according to an internal investigation. And he wound up losing command of his ship as a result. Officers and DONCOMs that just frowned upon in the military. Now, while the U.S. maintains an unmatched aircraft carrier force, about half of the fleet is presently in a non-deployable state. And I'm talking about the aircraft carriers. Unreal, huh? And Congress needs to reconsider its own culpability before criticizing the Navy for the slow prepping of the USS Gerald R. Ford for deployment. This according to the Secretary of State, I'm sorry, Secretary of the Navy, Richard Spencer. Also, the Air Force flew two B-52H Stratofortresses on a 12-hour mission Monday from the RAF Fairford base in England to train with allies bordering the Black Sea in a show of force saying, "Hello, Russia." Now, meet Airman First Class Daniel Kerwa, the United States Air Force's fastest long-distance runner. And boy, he is a good one. You'll be seeing or hearing about him as he runs in various competitions around the United States. The U.S. Air Force has officially kicked off its adversary air contact initiative by awarding seven companies a total of $6.4 billion to outsource its assault and combat training. Let's see what the Marines are up to here right now. Well, Marines are testing the Lightning Carrier concept. 13 F-35Bs from multiple amphibs are sitting on a Lightning Carrier right now. The concept of packing an amphibious assault ship with the F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter jets is now in progress. We'll see how that plays out. Now, the U.S. Naval Station in Burlington returned the shipyard that they operate, shipbuilder Austral USA, who received an $8.1 million contract to implement a bow modification to the recently built USNS Burlington. That ship is in right now for the overhaul, whatever it is they're doing to it. Bahrain also approved $150 million. They were approved to get $150 million. Now, the State Department has approved the refurbishment of the former Robert G. Bradley and Oliver Hazard Perry-class frigate, which Bahrain had previously bought for $80 million. And now they're refurbishing it so that Bahrain can put it on the water as one of their ships. Now, Collins Aerospace was awarded a $9.9 million contract modification to provide spare parts of the DB-110 airborne reconnaissance pods to Saudi Arabia. That's something that Saudi Arabia has been using. In addition, if you haven't heard, Boeing, of course, is just absolutely reeling from their 737 MAX losses. And Congress is going to take up some investigation to see what can or cannot be done there to make sure that this never happens again. Also, Mayor Pete, he said he puffed pot. He said he did it a handful of times a long time ago. Said he did it while he was in the military. All right. Obviously, he didn't have a drug test, did he? But anyway, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she and her husband, Don, are listening to us right now on AM 1330 WLBB up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with nagging pain of any kind, let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. It's only $19.95, and you'll have it in about 3 to 5 days from the time you order it. Now, if you got arthritis, like I do, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, muscle aches, whatever the deal might happen to be, this is an all-natural remedy that will work for you. About 80% of the people that have taken it on my side of the aisle, on my program here, are still taking it, and they're still using it the way that it says to use it. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. It'll be to you in about 3 to 5 days. And what do you got to lose but pain, right? ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
What would you say if I told you that the DOJ, who had been working for months, and Attorney General Barr, who had been doing the same, had laid out a battle plan, if you will, for the FBI in going after individuals that they now believe have committed a crime, that would be charged with a crime? The DOJ's review of the Russia probe now has become a criminal investigation as a result of that.
Yeah, I was reading that this morning, and it has to do with the investigation with this Mifsud, this professor that's been hiding in Italy and needing protection. He's worried about his safety and all the things that went into trying to, ensnare Papadopoulos and all these other things that were involved. Matt, my hope is this. I'd like our country back. I'd like all this nonsense to end, and my hope is that they can put an end to all of this by one fell swoop, by proving all of these people, the deep state, and what they were up to and going after them. My concern is that, you know, the old, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, doesn't make a sound. Will the media actually cover it? Will the media cover this up? Will the media run cover for guys like Clapper and Brennan and the deep state? My take is they probably will, and that's my concern. So hopefully they get this all in one fell swoop and nail these guys.
Well, yeah, because they're going to be going after Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, and if they can get one of them, and they will try, they'll offer them plea deals when they say, here's what you're facing, 5 years in prison and a $150,000 fine, but we can reduce it to 1 year, whatever, something like that, and the fine will only be $50,000. You know, if they plead to something like that, they're trying to get bigger fish, and the big fish that they keep pointing at, everybody tells me, is John Brennan.
Yeah, he's a big fish without a doubt. But again, you know, what is America going to take from all of this? These are people at the highest levels of government doing really nefarious stuff. Are we going to do anything about it? Are we going to look to dismantle the CIA and start over? Even the FBI. Yeah, I've been talking about this for a while. I think that many of these agencies, these government agencies, they become spoiled and infected over the years, and they need expiration dates, and we need to start over at a certain point in time and say, you know what, we got to get rid of everybody, and we've got to start over. We got to cleanse this place and begin again, because it's gotten really ugly. It really has. I mean, if the FBI, for crying out loud, they should have taken that apart after all the things that were uncovered after the 1960s.
Yeah, I gotcha. What's the deal between Twitter and Facebook? How come Twitter's CEO and founder and Zuckerberg over at Facebook, how come those two guys don't get along and all they do is yell at each other?
Yeah, competing businesses somewhat. A little kind of friendly rivalry, I guess. I think both of their businesses are somewhat different. I think Facebook is much different than Twitter. Again, I'm not a huge fan of Twitter at all. It's a medium that I really, really don't like. Facebook, I think, has some interesting things about it, but I'm also, it makes me nervous as well. And I want everybody to know, if you're using Facebook, you are the product. But I have to say, I don't know if you saw it this week, I actually felt bad for Mark Zuckerberg and what they put him through up in front of Congress, with these idiotic questions being asked by Maxine Waters and what's that other guy, that Al Green from Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They were actually asking Zuckerberg how many LGBTQs he had working on his Libra project.
Right.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that something you ask your employees who they like to sleep with?
I don't think so.
Is that even legal, for crying out loud? Are you starting to put that on a job application?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Awful. It really was. It's just these idiots up there in Congress. I would love to get hauled in front of Congress someday so I could just get thrown in jail after I rip into every single one of them.
Okay, because they do have a jail cell, or a jail, as they say, in the Capitol.
I'd be more than happy to go after all of these people that never built anything, created anything, done anything in their entire lives, sitting up there like kings on this dais above everybody else, talking down to people. You haven't built anything. You haven't signed the front of a check. Go away.
I'm glad you just mentioned that, because I just found the clip. Let's just listen to this, a little short version of this. This is Zuckerberg and Congressman Al Green from Texas, the one that wants to impeach Trump.
Is it true that the Libra Association oversees the Libra project?
Congressman, yes.
And is it true that global corporations make up the association?
Congressman, the association is made of, today, 21 companies and nonprofit organizations as well.
Of the 21, how many are headed by women?
Congressman, I do not know the answer to that off the top of my head, but I can get it for you.
Well, I believe you can get it, Mr. Zuckerberg, but one would assume that you would know who heads these corporations.
That's how ridiculous that was.
Oh, that's how ridiculous our country is, Matt. I mean, that's everywhere. That's here, there, and everywhere nowadays. You know, let's divide people. I don't care what color you are, who you want to sleep with, what you're with. It doesn't matter to me. Can you get the job done, period? That's it. That's all that matters. These people are fools. And you know, it's an embarrassment. It's a stain on the country. What type of moron votes for somebody like this? You have two brain cells to rub together. I can't believe people like this are representing us in Congress.
It definitely leads to a bunch of whole questions. Okay. Now, according to Defense One, which is a think tank, they're saying that Russia has just tested an internet closed from the world. What's that mean?
Interesting. It's almost like a closed loop, I would assume, that nobody can get into from the outside. Almost like you want to think of it almost like, I would assume, like a closed circuit television type of a situation. I don't know how you're going to keep anybody off there. People always find ways of getting on. Obviously, you won't be able to use Wi-Fi, that's for sure, because that's a way in. But it's interesting. I haven't gotten into that story. It came out this morning. They're also talking about shutting down the internet. Got to see what that's all about. People love to talk about Russia. They really do. It's like they want to go back to the Cold War days, for crying out loud.
Yeah. did you hear about the Secret Service paying a visit to Mr. Eminem over some lyrics that he wrote in an anti-Trump song?
Yeah. I saw that. I mean, I don't think Eminem really wants to do any harm to the, well, he probably does, but he won't. I don't think of him as a big threat. Hey, these Hollywood types, these idiots, mouthing off and acting tough. It's just, same nonsense we've been seeing for decades.
Now, you're a sports guy, right? You're watching a World Series?
I'm going to be honest, I haven't watched any of the World Series.
Well,
so far. That's why the ratings are like the worst they've ever had.
You do know the Nationals are up 2-0, right?
Yes, I do know that.
All right. Well, yesterday the Astros fired their assistant general manager, Brandon Tallman, after he yelled at some female reporters that were asking him questions about his baseball team.
What did he say? What did he yell?
It wasn't nice stuff, and it wasn't anything that he should have said at all, period. He got very obnoxious. Yep.
Well, I guess that's a good reason for firing him.
Yep. All righty. Well, we will talk to you Monday morning after the Nationals win at least one more World Series game, right?
We'll see.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. And, yeah, I got a friend that's rooting for the Nationals because one of the sideline reporters for the Nationals is that person's niece. How about that? Be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.